This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. 6 years ago, which is fundamentally a different geologic era when you are talking about the global economy. 6 years ago, the World Trade Organization ruled that foreign credit card companies should be able to operate freely in China. Still hasn't happened, but as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports, were Visa or MasterCard or Amex to finally be given entry, they might find the market has already passed them by.
I spent a few weeks in the U.S. recently, and I can get by with just a credit card, even if it's to pay a few dollars for a baggage cart at the airport. But here in China, I don't really have a need for a credit card. Cash used to be king, but now I can leave my apartment without my wallet. Let me show you. All the shops, pubs, restaurants around here, they take mobile payment. And you really only need two to survive in China. One is Alipay from Alibaba, and the other is WeChat. Now you hear these motorcycles, some of them are taxis. And oh, here's my regular guy. 你好，好久没见了。对对对对，新家路，有空吗？<laughs> At a stoplight, my driver Zhang Xiaoping asks me to pay. He prefers WeChat Pay. He holds out his cell phone with a QR payment code. I scan it with my WeChat app, enter the amount, password, and it's done. And that's how most of his customers pay him.
Paying by WeChat is convenient. If you give me cash, it's more troublesome to find change for you.
Mobile payment is even an option at my local veggie and fish market. Then there's this unmanned convenience store, like any other, but with self-checkout. Okay, let me see. It says, please scan your goods. All right. You see, the mode of payment, they're not even offering anything other than mobile payment. So you have a WeChat or Alipay. Mobile payment has exploded in China, way more than in the U.S. Americans use mobile payment for more than $100 billion worth of transactions in 2016. But that same year in China, we're talking about $23 trillion. 33-year-old Hu Jianli says he uses mobile payment for pretty much everything.
I don't have any cash on me right now, not even a penny.
Even this street performer from northeastern China in an online video accepts mobile payment. He displays a QR code so passersby can throw some money into his virtual hat. Most people link their mobile payment apps to their bank accounts. It's possible to use a credit card, but only one out of two people in China has a credit card. Americans, on average, have more than two each. College student Cheng Zhao says he barely uses his.
I only use my credit card when I need to buy expensive things like a watch or a cell phone, and I can accumulate some points by using it.
The last time he used his credit card, 4 months ago. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.